Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to our 10 of 10, our midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to the breath. The gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So as we breathe in, we should be intentional that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. The Spirit of God, the energy of the universe, the essence of the all that is. So as you breathe in, extend the stomach, lower the diaphragm, and inhale the life of spirit. Hold. Gently, slowly. As we take our next breath, first bring your attention down into your heart, into the sanctuary of the soul. Now inhale. Hold. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes, that we are consciously choosing to commune and connect with the source of all that is, the ground of being, the spirit of life that is within and without. Inhale. Hold. This morning I'm sharing with you Psalm 6 from Psalms for Wholeness, an invitation for praying by Nancy Mill. Oh my beloved, though I have turned from you, continue to enfold me with your love. Be gracious to me, heart of my heart. For I am sad and weary. Surround me with your healing light, that my body, mind, and soul might heal. How long must I wait, O love? I open the door of my heart to you, my beloved. Enter in and imbue me with your steadfast love. I shall remember you all my days. I shall sing praises to you throughout the night. I am tired of so many fears. I cry myself to sleep at night while grief and feelings of guilt bedim my eyes with tears. All my doubts, my fears, are creating walls so that I know not love. Depart from me, you enemies of wholeness, for the beloved is aware of my cry. Love has heard my prayer and hastens to answer my call. Though my fears are running for cover, yet they shall be forgiven by love. Illusions that lived in the ego can now turn to the light. I will know peace as I return home. Divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we return unto you, we know peace. For it is written, in returning and rest shall we be saved. in quietness and confidence shall be our peace. Our teacher said that we should seek the peace, not that the world gives, but the peace that we can find in the Christ of our being. So as we consciously take time out this morning to connect with the source of all that is peace, to know that as we breathe in and imbue peace, let it saturate every cell and particle of our being, that it may radiate out to touch those that we love, to touch those in our community, to touch those in our nation, and beyond into the world at large. Let the peace that passeth all human understanding fill our hearts, minds, and souls, so that we may be a vessel, a conduit for the peace that this world so desperately needs at this time. O beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, in a world that seems full of turmoil, we ask that the angels surround this beautiful world of ours with peace. We so in need of peace. And so as we align ourselves with the awareness with its truth, that peace is found within and not without, that peace is a choice we make continuously over and over, in spite of our egoic need to be right, in spite of our egoic need to have the last word, in spite of our egoic need to want to be right all the time. Let us choose peace over the nonsense of our ego. Let us choose peace so that we may be ambassadors of peace. Let us choose peace so that we truly may feel, know, and realize your presence in our lives. O divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, it is written that for any of us who are lacking in wisdom or understanding, that we should ask and you will give it to us freely, liberally. So as we consciously come into your presence, asking for the peace that passes understanding, asking for the peace that truly is filled only by your grace, we know that you will bless and fulfill our request so that we have peace overflowing in abundance. So we take this time to rest in your everlasting arms, bring the peace, enfold us, embracing us, encompassing us. Thank you, divine beloved, for your infinite peace. Thank you, divine love, for the peace that passes all human understanding. Thank you, divine love, for your presence within us, which is peace, pure, perfect peace. Right here, right now, as we embody your peace, as we let it filter in through us and every part of us, we become radiating vessels of your love, of your light, and of your peace. For everything that is going on in our world at this time, both home with floods and Brexit and a country that is divided, it is purely a reflection of what's going on in the world at large. So I ask for healing, I ask for peace, I ask for wisdom, for all that is happening, for all that is going on, that we may come back to the remembrance that truly we are one kind, humankind, and that we are all of your spirit. Thank you for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy, now and always. and so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as this prayer saturates your being. And repeat after me our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in as you let this prayer of intention resonate within your being. And I wish you a very blessed and happy Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.